was trying to collect all the boxes on our bingo card. I think we're getting there.
I think you did it.
I'm also excited because one of our favorite guests joins us here on Palmetto Mornings as we celebrate the 80th anniversary of live high school football here on the OTS Sports Network. And we cannot do this each and every Friday without our sports announcers. And this man is known by literally the entire state. His name is Brown Simpson. And good morning to you, Brown.
Good morning to both of y'all. Y'all had a great time here. I want to tell you that also, too.
We do. Some people
don't think so,
but we like to think that we do.
Well, I've always enjoyed coming in here and seeing two of my favorites.
Well, thank you. Right back at you. Brown, you know everyone in all 46 counties in South Carolina, don't you?
I know a lot of people, no doubt about that. So I have been to Chicago, been to L.A., and run into people that I might know. It's amazing. So we talk about this being a big world, but it's really a small world.
For sure.
It really is.
I guess if I'm anywhere and someone said, are you from South Carolina? I should say yes. And do you know Brown Simpson?
Do you know Brown Simpson? It's kind of like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
It's like Brown Simpson effect.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Brown Simpson is a 2023 OTS Sports Wall of Fame inductee. And this is your 19th season with OTS Media?
19 years. And it's gone fast, let me tell you. But you know, it's been a blessing to be a part of this for the last 19 years. And I always tell Manny and Alan how fortunate I am to be a part of this team. And, you know, I think it's a testament to community radio also, too. It truly is. And the belief that, you know, that Alan and Manning have, and not only me, but our other broadcasters also, too, that do this during the high school football season. And what a joy it is to bring the games back to the folks that listen. And what's really amazed me over the years is the people that listen online now. And, you know, you might have a grandson that's playing at Nation Ford, and he's got a set of grandparents that live in Arizona or California. Mm-hmm. They can't come to the game every week, but you know what? They can listen to us on the OTS Sports Network on WRHI.com and pick up every game that we broadcast every week. So it's really amazing.
Well, once you get to know how other high school sports are covered throughout the state of South Carolina, we're pretty unique that on football Friday nights here, we cover anywhere from 7 to 8 games live on location.
Unprecedented.
Yeah,
it really is.
Some of the other schools are in big media markets. Even then, they still do not hold a candle to what we're able to do up here.
And they don't. And, you know, whenever I'll email like the athletic director of whatever team I'm covering and the team that they're playing. And I'll say, you know, if you don't have a radio station that covers you, you know, you can listen to the game on WRHI.com.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and just to let those athletic directors know, because not every high school has a radio station that covers them every week. So, you know, when you look at that, it truly is a testament to what happens here. And, you know, we couldn't do these, and I had to say this too, we couldn't do these games without sponsors. And the sponsors make it happen. So we're really thankful to our sponsors for covering those games every week.
Well, one of our sponsors just sent me a text, John Warden with Champion Services. He said, to tell you, John said to never grow up.
John's a great guy.
He's a character, too.
He is.
If you put him up in the booth with you, you would not get a word in edgewise, nor would the game be played for sure. Brown, tell our audience where they can hear you this season. Where will you mainly be housed?
Predominantly covering Nation Ford. And, you know, Nation Ford's got some exciting news. Had a tough year last year. They went 2-9. They did make the playoffs, lost to Hillcrest in their last game. And kind of was in a transition last year. Coach Allen left about 3 games into the season. And then Jason McManus was the interim coach. And then they went out and opened it up. And they hired Jake Bentley, former South Carolina quarterback, is their new head coach. I had an opportunity yesterday to sit down and talk to Coach Bentley and look at this season and everything. He's excited about the season and everything. And, you know, he's no stranger to football because not only played at South Carolina, he won some state championships when he was a quarterback in high school at James F. Burns High School over in Duncan in Spartanburg County. So football runs in his veins, and I think he's going to bring excitement and kind of a refresh, a new birth to Nation Ford. So,
Brown, I see here that you have called over 237 games. in your career?
A lot.
So what makes every season different? What are you looking the most forward to this season?
I think just the opportunity to be a part, like I do every year, of high school athletics. I believe in high school athletics, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball. I think that high school athletics is so important to the student athlete because I think it helps develop them from a social standpoint, being part of a team, knowing about sportsmanship. And I think those values are so important today to our young people in society, especially growing up. And I think high school athletics is one of the key parts of a young person growing up and moving on and teaches them so many life skills and life values.
Absolutely.
And then, Brown, are you more the color analyst or the play-by-play?
Well, majority play-by-play, and I've done that. But I do some color also, too. But when I work with somebody that we both might have play-by-play, and especially if we're covering a team predominantly, usually we'll split it. And if, like, I'm covering Nation Ford, and let's say Nation Ford Catawba Ridge, I'll do Nation Ford's offensive play-by-play and then do color on defense and everything, working with somebody that has experience. Like, I'm working a couple times this year with Scott Wells. Scott's been around. He's done this for a long time, over 30-something years. And just looking forward to the season. It ought to be an exciting season. And when you think about 80 years of covering high school football, that's unprecedented, and that's truly amazing, and that's the commitment that you see here at WRHI and OTS Media. So we're excited about that.
Well, Friday night is the place to be, whether you're live in a stadium watching high school sports or if you cannot get out and about. That's why you have the free WRHI app to take you on the go. And if you're at one game, you can listen to another game through that app. We have a lot of fans that do that. We're only as successful, as Brown put it, thanks to those of you who are listening that support us, our community members, our business community that supports us. And Brown, at the end of the night, it's you all. The OTS sports announcers, you all are the secret sauce to make Friday night so successful. And you're part of that success.
I'm working with one of our newcomers this year, Matt McIntyre. I talked to him last night. He said, I'm a little nervous. I said, Matt, you'll be fine. You know, once we open up the game and go on the air, I said, you will be fine. I can remember the first game that I did. And I said, I remember the first game Chet Tucker did because he worked with me. And look where Chet is now.
That's right. Chet's working on. That's yeah. right.
He's working the sidelines of the South Carolina game. So.
The student became the master.
he's a good
teacher,
one.
I guess, is he's what you would
he
say.
He had a good teacher.
Yeah, that's for sure. His name is Brown Simpson, of course. You'll see him out and about everywhere when he's not busy with us here at OTS, the Sports Network. He's heavily involved with Fort Mill, so you'll see him out and about around there as well. Brown, great catching up with you. We can't wait to see you on Friday nights.
Thank you, Lucas and Ashley. Appreciate both of you.